Penguin Random House Audio presents The Hunger by Alma Katsu. Read for you by Kirsten Potter. Prologue, April 1847. Everyone agreed it had been a bad winter, one of the worst in recollection. Bad enough to force some of the Indian tribes, Paiute and Miwok, down from the mountain. There was no game to be had, and a restless hunger rippled through their movements, left barren camps full of black, scentless fire marks behind them like dark eyes in the earth. A couple of Paiutes even said they'd seen a crazy white man who had managed to survive through this god-awful winter, skimming over the frozen lake like a ghost. That had to be their man, a fellow named Louis Kieseberg, the last known survivor of the Donner Party tragedy. The salvage group had been sent out to find Kieseberg and bring him back alive, if at all possible. Mid-April, and the snow was chest-deep on the horses. The team had to abandon them at a local ranch and go the rest of the way on foot. It was 3 days down to the lake after they reached the summit, cold and airy and desolate. Spring meant mud, and lots of it, but at the higher elevations, it was still winter, and the ground was a blanket of thick white. It was untrustworthy, that snow. It hid crevices, steep drop-offs. Snow kept secrets. You'd think you were on solid ground, but it was just a matter of time before the ledge beneath you crumbled. The descent was much tougher even than expected, the snow giving underfoot, sodden and slippery, full of some unearthly desire to...